mountain now is cold and white, and all the trees are bare. The grass is brown and flowers down, but I don't seem to care. 'Cause even though my toes get tight when I walk to the store, I know there's heat for my poor feet, and cold means even more.
Ever notice how fresh and clean and wonderful cold can be when you're going home? Chromalox creates the kind of warm that helps you love cold. It's a smooth, quiet, toasty warm that brings the season to life.
Bright and grand. The robins call, the grass grows tall, and good smells fill the land. And even though I sneeze a lot, I really shouldn't care. I'll just decide to go inside to where there's cleaner air.
Spring, rain, cool days and warm days. Days that, once in a while, still drive you indoors to the comfort of Chromalox. Heating, cooling, cleaning the air. Chromalox devotes its products to making it a happier spring.
My friend, back once again. This is Angela Davis. You're listening to CKUT 90.3.
Angela, you're one of a million.
Believe me, Ronnie, every once in a while it's healthy to do this sort of thing. It isn't just for young people, you know. A lot of people our age do it. I hear even George Burns did it.
But not while wearing roller skates.
Probably not.
And why shorty pajamas? Why can't I just wear the normal lounge type?
Oh, Ronnie, you look good, dear. I like the way you look.
And the water wings?
I like those too.
Listen, can I take off the water wings and the bunny ears?
Oh, I wish you wouldn't.
Nancy, I'm really surprised at you. I mean, this is strange. I wouldn't think you'd go in for this, and I've known you an awful long time.
I suppose you want me to take off the pirate boots and throw away the pogo stick and the Dumbo ears.
Can I remind you of something? I am the President of the United States.
Ooh, that's what makes it so wild. Now, Ronnie, dear, just grit your teeth and say, I'm going to jump in with both feet.
All right, I'll do it. But I just wish I could take off the beaver tail and get rid of the skates.
Oh, it's too late now, dear. Mwah. Good luck.
I'll probably be sorry in the morning.
Stand by, Mr. President. You're on, and cue the president.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
Must have gotten separated from the tour.
Oh, you mean the little one standing there staring at the picture of George Washington, dear?
Yes, I'll just go over and stand behind him and tell him what a great country this is. Excuse me, little boy. That's the father of our country you're looking at. His name is George Washington. He was also the first president of the United States, and a great president he was, too. He fought for our country and made it the great country that it is today. And after you finish school, you can grow up to be president, just like George Washington. And you can live here in the White House, just like me.
What? Me live Fantasy Island? The plane! The plane!
Excuse me, Mr. President. There's someone very important here to see you.
Brezhnev? Bacon? Prince Charles?
No, sir. It's Mr. Bill.
Mr. who?
Mr. Bill, sir. You know, the little man who always gets stepped on and smashed on Saturday Night Live?
Well, you know I can't stay up that late, but Ed Meese often tells me about the show the next morning. So, send him in. Which movies do you like the best?
Oh, boy, I like those westerns where you do all those dangerous stunts. Hey!
Well, Mr. Bill, I had highly trained stuntmen to do those. But tell me, I mean, who does your stunts?
Well, I have to do all my own stunts. And you know, in fact, that's why I wanted to get into something a little safer, like politics. Say, could you give me some pointers about how you broke in?
Well, I'd be glad to, Mr. Bill. Listen, why don't we discuss this out in the Rose Garden?
The Rose Garden?
You've never seen the Rose Garden? Well, listen, hop up here on the windowsill and I'll show it to you.
Oh, could you give me a hand? Now, that's a little high for me to hop.
Sure, Mr. Bill.
But be careful there. Watch out.
Well, there's the Rose Garden down there. And
watch out! No.
That's Secretary of State Sluggo and his new B-1 bomber. Ah, the poor little fellow should have stuck to show business.
Air traffic controllers. He taught them a thing or two.
Would you mind if I sat in with you?
Oh, good morning, sir. We'd enjoy very much having you sit up here with us. We were just remarking what a good job you did with the air traffic controllers.
Well, Dennis Morgan and I used to fly these things together.
Is that so, sir?
Oh, yes, yes. In Painting the Clouds with Sunshine and Hellcats of the Navy, we logged over 100,000 hours.
That's incredible, sir.
You know, I shot down 4 Japanese fighter planes in one afternoon in 1944.
Now, that was in the Pacific?
No, that was in Lassie Comes Home.
But again, sir, our congratulations on your handling of the air traffic controller problem.
Right. Like I was saying, sir, you taught them a thing or two.
Well, that's for sure. Tallahassee Center, this is Air Force One. Request your clearance for current heading and altitude. Over.
Thank you for calling Tallahassee Center Control. We're not in right now. But if you'll leave your flight number and altitude at the sound of the beep, we'll get right back to you. Right back to you. Right back to you. Right back to you.
Speaking from MIT, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Understanding marks will straighten out your hair. More than anything that you have read.
Oh, it's a
school. I sat in the back row and I thought to myself, this is really for shit. I just couldn't wait to get out and do something on my own. So I quit school and went out to look for a job. First I waited on tables, then I worked at Woolworths, and then I emptied bedpans in a hospital. But no matter where I worked, it was all the same. And I got so I just couldn't take it anymore. Well, one day I went home and I found my mom sitting there. She'd been fired by the phone company because they said she was too old. And I saw a book in her lap and I asked her what it was. She said, baby, that's Capital, Volume 1. You know, by Karl Marx. And I said, huh? And she said, that's right. Here, take a look. And I read that book. And now I've come to realize that as long as I have to sell my labor power to the boss, I work for his profit and not for myself or my fellow humankind.
Understanding Marx will straighten out your head.
Nice looking job, and it paid pretty good, you know? And I got myself a swimming pool, a wide-track Pontiac, even a snowmobile, one of the Jap makes. But the more I spent, the more I'd end up owing, and I had to work overtime at the goddamn job. Well, I'm in the locker room one night after the shift, and the janitor comes in and he says, fellow worker, you look mighty unhappy. And I said, huh? He said, read this, and he gives me a book. So I said, what's this? And he says, it's State and Revolution. It's by Lenin. Well, I'm not a man who reads many books, but I read that book, and now I know that as long as you sell yourself, you cannot be yourself, and you cannot snowmobile your way down the forest trail to inner peace.
I graduated magna cum laude, Phi Beta Kappa, and I thought I had a responsibility to help out people who didn't know how to help themselves. So I went into the Peace Corps, and I taught Nigerians how to fix cars and run hotels. Then I came back home and went to D.C. I doled out money for minority businesses, you know, black capitalism. Well, one day some congressman came to see one of my best projects, and I couldn't believe my eyes. The workers were on strike! So I said, what's going on here? And they said, prices are high, wages are low, and working conditions are terrible. And I said, but you're working for one of your own kind. And they answered, he's not one of us. Here, read this. It was a little book called On the Correct Handling of Contradictions Among the People by Mao Zedong. I've read a lot of books. When I read that book, well, now I understand that the only way to bring about social change is to organize a united mass movement based on the class interests of the proletariat.
Understanding Marx will straighten out your head. More than any.
Ready, Chris? level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided, and traveling to yellow zones is forbidden. It's forbidden to leave your home between 9:30 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the other measures in place. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions.
A message from the government. Your participation will help plan programs and services for your community. Your census, your community, your future.
The 37th Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville, a must for safe live arts, May 17th to 23rd, 2021. Concerts, sound art installations in public spaces, experimental short films, and visual arts. For a safe event of living arts, let's meet in Victo May 17th to 23rd. Details and tickets for the 37th FIMAV at www.fimav.qc.ca. That's www.fimav.qc.ca.
Africa.